Nevada regional play begins for Lamoni tomorrow night. They'll be able to, or they will be hosting Southeast Warren. The head basketball coach of Lamoni is Ted Smith. Our visit with him is next. They were in the conference basketball tournament when we visited last. Had played fairly well with Murray. In fact, played a game against Murray that, it was just one little stretch that was probably the thing he couldn't come back from. Anyway, regrouped, had Ankeny Christian then in the consolation round. You also had played them pretty recently, too. In fact, that was a game just before the conference tournament. Beat Ankeny Christian 47-36. It wasn't as high a scoring of a game. It wasn't quite of a big a margin in your favor as what you had the first time, but it was still a win. Was it a similar type of game?
Yeah, it was. You know, they came out, the first time we played, let me back up. The first time we played would have been a little bit closer probably. They had some shots that were pretty good looks that they missed. And this second time they came out, they had those same type shots and did a nice job putting those in. So brought the score a little bit closer. We didn't get the run outs that we had got previously. The first time Darren and Jenny got down the floor didn't happen as often the second time at Mormon Trail. And so that also kept our score down a little bit. But our girls did a nice job, started out at the end of the first quarter, we were up 12-2, and we were up 25-14 at half, and just kind of really wasn't really overpowering, but felt like we had pretty good control the whole way.
All right. Finally got the Mormon Trail game in. Then last Thursday, beat Mormon Trail 2-48-40, and I guess if you kind of look at what the two teams have been doing against similar type of opponents, you could maybe expect the type of game that you had. Fairly close game, and Lamoni won it. Well, I guess, you must have had a big third quarter, huh?
You know, we did, and a couple of things happened. We were down 25-21 at halftime, and we changed our defense a little bit. Caitlin Dent, I believe Caitlin's her first name, a good player that a good player that they have scored 16 points on us out of the 25 that first half. We changed our defense up a little bit to focus on her, try to keep her from getting the ball a little bit, and then Grace Martin came out and she had she hit 3 out of 4 threes right there to begin the second, and had a couple of other shots in the second half, a couple other shots. She might have had 12, 14 points right there in that third quarter to kind of help us pull away a little bit, and then we were able to hang on in the fourth quarter.
All right, finished up with Melcher Dallas, at least in the regular season, beat Melcher Dallas, who has struggled to compete this year, although I would say the one thing that's a little bit different about Lamoni's basketball season this year that might fit into this type of category of game, Lamoni is not they really don't have that characteristic of this year about playing to level of competition. In other words, there would be games where you'd take on a team that's won 5-6 more games more than you and would play them down to the wire, and other teams that were on the opposite end, they'd really give you trouble. So in other words, last year you were up playing all kinds of close games. In games that, if you've been favored or have more experience or anything like that this year, you've done a pretty good job of putting them away.
You know, I feel like that's true. The girls have done a nice job staying pretty consistent with the majority of the opponents this year, and held strong and just played tough basketball and tried to limit their mistakes no matter who they were playing, and keep focused on the job at hand, and it's paid off for them.
All right, you've got Pride of Iowa Conference opponent that's going to be coming up in the first round of the regional play. You get the opportunity to play them at home, but also see, I think the last time the two teams played in a competition in Lamoni's gymnasium, that's a pretty significant game. So I would assume Southeast Warren has, athletes if they were able to get that deep into volleyball. The other thing I would probably say about that team is probably because of the league that they play in, they're never going to have a great record, but they do have kind of a characteristic in that league, even to give good teams some trouble, or they have trouble playing them. I know Wayne has said that, you know, they make it difficult to try to execute against those. And I suppose, you know, if they have that kind of characteristic, they're certainly capable of giving you trouble.
Oh, most definitely. We got to be sharp. We got to be focused. We got to be taking care of the ball. And on defense, we got to make sure we know where this Blair Steenhouse is the whole time, and make sure that we play her tough and try to keep the ball away from her. We're sure it's going to be a tough contest, and girls just need to come out and be focused and ready to play like they have been most of the season.
All right. That's Lamoni head basketball coach Ted Smith.